Okay, here we go. Five ideas for Parshas Korach, Tavshin Ayin Test. Our learning should be in Schus for Shlema, for Baruch Tzvimin, for Kabat, Yab Soshach, for Yisrael, Dabad Enoch, Mordechai, for Simcha, for Soshach, for Yisrael, and Sipor Aleya, for Chayim Asa, for Bechayim Asa, for Chayim Asa, for Soshach, for Yisrael. First idea comes to us from Rav Tzvi Elimelech of Bluzhev, the Bluzhev of Rebbe. The Pasuk says, Vayikach Korach, Ben Yitzar, Ben Kas, Ben Levi, Korach took. And Rashi says, what does he take? The second Rashi in the Parsha, Lokach es Atzmo Letzad Echor. He took himself to one side. He was raising objections about the kahuna. And says the Bluzhev Rebbe, what does Letzad Echad mean? Letzad Echad means the Rashi specifically telling us a very special insight. What's the deeper pshat of the word Letzad Echad? That there's only one side in this machlokas. That even though Korach was starting up with this whole congregation and his 250 people, Moshe and Aaron never got into an actual argument. You might look at the Pasha pshat and look at the first three Aliyahs, and it looks like Moshe and Aaron had a showdown with him. But at the end of the day, it only says Letzad Echad to tell us that Moshe and Aaron never got involved in Machlokas. A beautiful insight of the Bluzhev Rebbe. And I think this is a tremendous, tremendous lesson. People are trying to bring us into Machlokas, we stay very far away. Like Rav Hirsch tells us, the Mishnah tells us, the Pirkei Avos, Perakei Mishnah Chaf, Rabbi Zweig said this, and I offer it's also my Bar Mitzvah Parsha, it was my offer Parsha, Baruch Hashem. Right? Every machlokas l'shem shemaim will last, and every machlokas that's not l'shem shemaim will not last. What's a machlokas that was l'shem shemaim? Hillel v'shamai. And what's a machlokas that was not l'shem shemaim? Korach v'chol adaso. As Rav Hirsch, the Mishnah should really say Korach v'chol adaso against Moshe or against Aaron. Why is the Mishnah so particular to say Korach v'chol adaso? To tell you that when a person is so not l'shem shemaim, they only see one side. They only see their perspective. They only see through their lens. At the end of the day, Rav Hirsch tells us that Korach was so in it for himself, he wasn't even able to see the other side, right? And one side, he took himself from the Bluzhev Rebbe, and Moshe and Aaron didn't get involved in the Machlokas. And as says Rav Hirsch, when it comes to this Machlokas, it's also someone so not Hashem Shemaim for Hashem, they can't even see the other side. Beautiful, beautiful insight of the Bluzhev Rebbe. And Rav Hirsch, moving on to idea number two. The second idea comes to us from the Chasam Sofer. It's also stated in the name of Rav Yitzchak of Vorka. Beautiful insight, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Yud Beis. The Pasuk says, Yishlach Moshe l'krol l'dasan v'aliram b'nei aliyah v'armu lo na'ala. Right? Moshe wanted to go try to bring peace to Nasan and Aviram. And they said, we're not going to go up to him. Rashi says on the spot from the Medrash, Mikan she'ein machzikim ha'machlokas. Here we see the lesson, we do not keep up a dispute. Now Moshe, even though Moshe understood that he was right. He didn't want to be in a machlokas, and he sent a messenger that he wanted to make peace. She'ein machzikim b'machlokas. Says the Chasam Sofer, beautiful insight. It says Rav Yitzchak Vorka. You have to look at the deeper words of Rashi. What's she'ein machzikim b'machlokas? We know when it comes to chazaka, chazaka is most of the time is three. It could be two times also. Where do we see three times that Dustin and Aviram also were a little chutzpahdik to Moshe? You see, Perek Beis, Pasuk Yudalit. In Shemos, right? And when Moshe said, saw them hitting themselves. And then they said, oh, you're gonna kill us like you killed the Egyptian. And then when Moshe comes back from Midian in Perek Hey, Pasuk Chaf Aleph, and he tells Paro that he wants to go, and then they take away the straw, right? The Pasuk says, right? At the end of the day, they say to Moshe Rabbeinu, you're trying to kill us again. You're trying to make power to hurt us. So this is the third time now, right? Two times earlier in Shemos. Now this is the third time that they're starting up. Moshe had every reason to hold on to Machlokas. He had every reason to be right. And at the end of the day, he didn't. He still wanted to make peace. Rabbi Nachman of Breslov tells us in Torah Reish Peibayz, every Jew has something good within them. And it's our job to find the good. It's very easy to see negative. Very easy and very quick to see the negative. Our job, as Jews, Rabbi Nachman tells us, is to find that pintel yid, to find the good, and then when we find the good, it'll change our whole perspective. Moshe Rabbeinu had every reason to find and look for the negative, but he said, no, she'ein nachzikim machlokas, I'm not going to just hold on to the bad. Maybe in Shemos, maybe earlier on in Mitzrayim, they weren't so nice. I'm still going to look to find the good. Beautiful insight here from the Chasam Sofer, Rabbi Zavorka, and Rabbi Nachman. Moving on to idea number three. Idea number three comes to us from the Rebbe of Melech, Rabbi Elimelech of Lejent, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Tezayin. Yomer Moshe el Korach, Hatava Chod Asucha Hayu Lefnei Hashem Hatava Hem VaAaron Machar. Moshe said to Korach, "Okay, you want to see who's right tomorrow? you and your entire assembly will come before Hashem, and they and Aaron will come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu tomorrow. Says the Rebbe Ramech, there's a deeper idea here. What does this mean? Atah v'hem av Aaron machar. Machar refers to Olam Haba. It says tomorrow is going to be Olam Haba. We're going to see who's going to make it to Olam Haba. And what was the advice that Moshe was telling them? You want to come to machar? Atah v'hem av Aaron. Connect yourself to an Aaron HaKohen. Connect yourself to a leader. Connect yourself to a role model. Then you could come to Machar, then you could come to Olam Haba in a real way. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu, the deeper idea was telling Korach, find yourself a tzaddik, find yourself a leader that you could connect to. Gemara tells us in Brachos on Daf Lamed Gimel, Kadosh Baruch Hu just asked for us to have Yir Shemayim. And Gemara says, just asked? He says, no, yeah, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. It says the Baal Shem Tov, and the same idea is stated in the name of Chav Chaim Volozhiner. What's this idea here, that Kadosh Baruch Hu just asking for Yir Shemayim, at the end of the day, by Moshe Rabbeinu, it was a small thing. But not everyone's Moshe Rabbeinu. Says the Baal Shem Tov, says the Nevesh HaChaim. A Jew, every person in life has to have a role model, have to have a Moshe Rabbeinu. And when we connect yourself to a Moshe Rabbeinu, you connect yourself to an Aaron Kohen, can you connect yourself to a Rebbe, to a friend, to a teacher, to a parent, to a family member, you get uplifted by them. They're role models to you. And that's exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu was telling Korach. And his Atavahim, Aaron Machar, you want to come to Machar, you want to come to Olam Haba in a real way? You got to come to an Aaron. You have to find the tzaddik, find someone who could spiritually uplift you and transform you and inspire you. A beautiful insight from the Rebbe HaMelech and the Baal Shem Tov, the Nevesh HaChaim. Moving on to idea number four. Idea number four comes to us from the Belz Rebbe, Vishalom of Belz. We know the famous thing, Tezayin Lamed Beis, Vatiftach Ha'aretz Espia, Vativ La'osam Espateyam, Es Kol Adom Asher L'Korach, Es Korach Hirsh, right? The land swallows up Korach, all its people, and all of its possessions. Says the Belz Rebbe, why was this the punishment that they deserved? Why specifically this? He says it was Mida Kenegan Mida. They opened up their mouth and they spoke Machlokas and they spoke Lashon Hara about Moshe and Aaron. So therefore the land opened its mouth and swallowed them up. Says the Belz Rebbe, Vishalom of Belz, Korach and his congregation got Mida Kenegan Mida. They opened up their mouths. They sinned with their mouths, opening up their mouths to say the wrong things. Says the Belz Rebbe, the land opened up its mouth and swallowed them as well. It actually very much connects to the past few weeks' parshas, Baaloscha and Shlach, where we saw the sins of Miriam as well the sins of the Meraglim. And says Rav Salvechik, the Rav, a beautiful insight. What was the connection between the sin of Miriam, the sin of the Meraglim? Is that, and I mean, no, Rashi says that, that's what the Smichas of Parshas. The deeper idea, says Rav Salvechik and Rabbi Kroll of Boca, now SAR told me a beautiful insight. He said, by Miriam and Aaron, they didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was different. They didn't realize that his Nevuah status was different. That was the same Lashon Hara by the Meraglim. They thought Eretz Yisrael was the same thing. They didn't realize that something there could be something special, something different. Says the Rav, Miriam and Aaron and the Meraglim had the same type of Lashon Hara. They didn't realize, right, when Moshe Rabbeinu was a Nevuah, they didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu could be different in Nevuah, and Eretz Yisrael, says the Rav, was different in land. And that was the sin of the Meraglim. And I think the Rav also has another idea. Rabbi Hachbar told me this from Jamaica States. He said that was the whole idea of the Tcheles, to realize that there's a Tcheles part of the Tzitzis, right? Korach's main argument against Moshe Rabbeinu was the whole Medrash about the Tzitzis. About Tzitzis. He has to realize, no, part of Tzitzis is a Tcheles, that there's a blue string, and everything white is white, but there's also something special. At the end of the day, for us to be able to use our mouths to have vehicles, to have proper speech, and for Torah, for learning, for giving chizik, and says the Belz Rebbe, the Mius Mida Kening Amida, and Rav Salvechik tells us at the end of the day, in our own lives, we have to look to be able to see the different qualities and to realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was on another level. And there'll be people in our lives on a different level, and Eretz Yisrael obviously on another level as well. That was the common denominator between the sin of Miriam and the sins of the Meraglim. Finally, fifth and final idea. So sometimes, the Chamishi gets a little, and Shishi and Shvi get a little overlooked. So Yud Zayin Chof Gimel, there's a very, very nice idea from Rav Moshe. Not in Kol Ram, like we've quoted in the past few weeks. Baruch Hashem, I just acquired one. It's a great sefer. But this is Rav Moshe and Darish Moshe. Yud Zayin Chof Gimel, Vahim Imarchas, Ayava Moshe, Oh, Aydus. Yiparach Mate Aaron, Loves Alevi, Yotzi Perach, Yotzi Tzis, Ayav Moshe Kedim. What happened to Aaron's staff? Aaron's staff, they produced blossoms and they sprouted buds and bore ripe almonds. It says Rav Moshe, the staff sprouted blossoms and at the same time it bore ripe almonds. It was a very big miracle. It sprouted blossoms and it bore ripe almonds. It's a miracle because ordinarily a tree bears fruit and then the blossoms are gone. What was the purpose of this miracle? that it sprouted blossoms and then at the same time bore ripe almonds. Says Rav Moshe, tells us a very important lesson. When it comes to mitzvos, there's the effort and there's the fruit. The effort is the holiness. It's the kedusha. It's the effort. We're putting in the hard work. The fruit is the mitzvah. The fruit is the actual fulfillment of putting on tefillin, of kibud av v'im, of Shabbos, of davening, of tzitzis. But the blossom are the efforts. The blossom is the hard work and the pursuing and the desire, the yearning to be able to do more. And that, says Rav Moshe, stays with a Jew. Just because you do a mitzvah, but you also did the hard work and the effort and all the things that lead up to doing the mitzvah also stays with the person. Now that's exactly what the staff is teaching us. The staff of Aaron is teaching us that it's not only about the end result, but it's also how you get there. It's also about the path. And this is the idea we said from last week from Rav Moshe and the Sefer Kol Ram, that even though Kalev doesn't actually get anyone to actually join his team, when he says, Olo Na'ala, even though he didn't get anyone to change it, he put in the proper effort. He put in the proper effort and he gets rewarded for that, even though he didn't get proper the right results. And that's the Chavetz Chaim and B'chosai and B'chosai Telechu, Shetu Amelim Torah. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want us to be great in learning. He wants us to be trying to be great and trying to be great. In trying to doing our best and putting in our best foot forward. Let's just review a beautiful, beautiful ideas from Rav Moshe and Darash Moshe and Kol Ram and the Chavetz Chaim. Let's just review these five ideas. We start off saying from the Simeon Melech of Blizhev, what does this mean? Rashi says that Vayikach Korach Lekach Atzma Letzad Echad. Letzad Echad means there's only one side of Machlokas. Moshe and Aaron didn't get sucked in. They didn't get sucked in, and this is Machlokas. And this is what the Mishnah in Perkei Avos tells us. Is Machlokas Yidush Shemayim Hilal Shama Is Machlokas Shalosh Shemayim Korach Chodaso. Says Rav Hirsch. Because they couldn't see the other side. When someone's so in it for themselves, they cannot see the other side. Beautiful insight from the Blizhev Rebbe and the Rav Hirsch. In fact, the second idea from Yitzhak Vorka and the Chasam Sofer, Rashi tells us in Tezayin Yubez, Ein Machzikim HaMachlokas. We shouldn't hold on to Machlokas. That's why Moshe sent a messenger to try to make peace with Dasan and Aviram. But says the Chasam Sofer and Rav Yitzchak Vorka, there's something deeper also. There was a Chazaka here. Twice in Shemos, they started up with Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu, still the third time, he still went out of his way to try to bring shalom. And that's what Rabbi Nachman tells us, Torah Shpeirich Peiwez and Lukutim Aran. Every Jew has something good within them. You always have to find the good. And if you find, to look for, and search for the good, then everything will change. The third idea of the Nomei Melech, right, the Pasuk says that Ata Vehem Aaron Machar. Machar says the Nomei Melech. Machar will see who's going to be right in Olam Haba. But how to get to Machar, how to get to Olam Haba when you have an Aaron HaKohen, when you have a Tzaddik, when you have a role model to look up to, they bring you up. And that's what the Baal Shem Tov and the Nefesh Chaim tells us. The Gemara in Bracha says, the Chodesh Baruch Hu just asked us to have your Shemaim. Just asked us? The Gemara says, yeah, just for Moshe Rabbeinu was a small thing. But not everyone's a Moshe Rabbeinu, says the Baal Shem Tov, Nefesh Chaim. What's the idea? Each one of us have to connect ourselves to a tzaddik, to a Rebbe, to a teacher, to a family member, to a friend, who will be able to spiritually uplift us. And then we'll be zoch to have spiritual growth as the Sheva. Finally, the fourth idea of Rishalom of Bells, Tazayam and Beis, HaTiftach Artzes Pia. The land opened up its mouth and swallowed up Korach. Why was that the punishment? It was Mida Kenegan Mida. Korach opened up his mouth and he started Machlokas and he started Lashon Hara. So now the earth opened up its mouth as well. And this is the common theme we've seen in all these parshias. By Baaloscha, the sin of Miriam, and the sin of the Meraglim, they opened their mouths. By Miriam, Miriam and Aaron didn't see that Moshe Rabbeinu was a different level of Nevuah, and the Meraglim didn't see the different level of the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. To see that, to use our mouths for proper vehicles to find good things. And finally, the fifth and final idea of Rav Moshe says, what was the great miracle about the almonds sprouted and also bore ripe almonds? What was the pshat? Because at the end of the day, the almonds are the fruits, but the sprouts is the effort. And at the end of the day, we have the fruit. The fruit is the mitzvah. We do mitzvahs. That's beautiful, and we get schar for that. But it's also about the effort, the yearning, the desire, the growth, the hard work that we do for it, and that stays with us. That's what the Baruch Hashem wants for us. B'chosai teleichu, the Chavetz Chaim tells us. And that's why Kalev in last week's parsha still gets rewarded, even though he didn't change anyone's minds to be able to change their fears and their meraglim, even though he tried it, and that's all that matters. We should be zocheh b'ezras Hashem to stay very far away from Machlokas, especially the starting of Rosh Chodesh Tammuz, the beginning of the 3 weeks. In a few weeks, b'ezras Hashem, we should be zocheh to min Yerushalayim soon. Stay very far away from Machlokas. We should be zocheh to see the good in others, and even no matter what, even if there's a chazaka, shev chazaka, always trying to make peace, to have proper role models to spiritually bring us up, to be able to use our vehicles to have good things, and to be able to understand that it's not only about the end results of the mitzvahs, and they're very, very important, but also understanding it's all about hard work and effort in pursuing our spiritual desires, Be'ez Hashem.